All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up, hopefully in Meretz Rashi, we're going to finish today, Os Chav Ches. So Reb Tzaddik was speaking to us yesterday regarding the powerful metaphor of Leman Degoni Bebayis Ofel, someone who is sleeping in a darkened home, a blackened out home. A home in which, again, the light of spirituality, the light of Ruchnius was unable to permeate and penetrate. And here the Gemara said that there are two etzes, two different things that a person like this needs to do. Number one, the metaphor of nursing, the child nursing from the mother, which Reb Tzaddik understood to be a message of achdus, that just like the child cannot nourish himself, so too sometimes when we are struggling spiritually, the best etzah is to go ahead and become part of the kehillah, become part of the tzibur, become part of the collective. Because often the strength that we do not possess as an individual, we are able to glean when we are part of something greater than ourselves. And number two, which was the metaphor of Isha Misaparis in Baila, or also Tinok Yonik Mishtei Imo, is the idea of attaching oneself to a Rebbe, attaching oneself to someone greater than us, attaching oneself to a teacher who could help inspire, who could help engender growth, who could help a person somehow come out of that bias ofel. So we pick up on page Samech Zayin, and here Reb Tzaddik says something amazing. He says, V'dafka kishein yachal lotzeis min ha-bayis ofel. When are these eitzas correct? In other words, we both say, so Reb Tzaddik now here makes an amazing observation. He says, when is it that Chazal give these ideas? Remember, let's just follow the Pasha Pshat of the Gemara. So the Gemara is talking about, how do you know that the night is coming to an end and the day is beginning? The third Mishmar is beginning. So Reb Tzaddik says, you could see these signs. When a baby begins to nurse, when a woman begins to speak with her husband, that's indicative that the Mishmar is coming to an end and that night is ending and day is beginning. So remember, so then the Gemara says, why do I need these simanim? After all, is this not just an observable event? To which again, Reb Tzaddik said, Leman Degoni Bayis Ofel, if you can't see the light yourself, then you could rely on these simanim. So Reb Tzaddik says there is a powerful message embedded in this. Look in the Be'orei Chasidus. He says, Dafka, says something absolutely amazing. These simanim are to be relied upon when you can't see the light of day yourself. So if you're stuck in a darkened home and you can't go ahead and see the light of day yourself, so what do? Become part of the tzibur. What do? Get a Rebbe. What do? Essentially, you use others as a way of pulling you out of your darkened home. But says Reb Tzaddik something amazing. He says, however, what's the ideal? The ideal is to walk outside of your darkened home. The idea, I will say, is take care of yourself. The idea is not to have to rely on others, to be able to go ahead and correct your issues, to correct your problems, but find a way, ideally, to be self-reliant. I will say, you hear the power of this yisod. So remember again, the darkened home is the metaphor for a person who's just dead on the inside. Everything is dark, right? Everything is blackened. I just feel totally void on the inside. So then what's the Eitzah for that? The Eitzah, says Reb Tzaddik, really focuses on other people. Go and be part of the Tzibur. The Tzibur will lift you up. Go and find the Rebbe. Your Rebbe will lift you up. Right? All of these different Eitzahs. But yet, interestingly enough, Reb Tzaddik says, those Eitzahs are really only to be relied upon if you can't do it yourself. Meaning, the ideal is walk out of your darkened home. The ideal is extricate yourself from your difficult circumstances. The ideal is that you should find a way to help yourself. It's only in the circumstance where you can't help yourself You could rely on these other etzes. You could rely on these other things. See, he says something amazing. He says, "Asr lo lismoch al simanim halal v'yish lo liros ulevar es or hayom biatzmo api ha'halacha." De lo adif. We'll say, or I was thinking about this from a halachic perspective. A person wants to know on a technical level, right? When is the night? Remember the context over here that Reb Tzadik is talking about is the beginning of Maseches Brachos. What does the Gemara deal with? How do I know when the night is over so I can begin to say Kriyat Shema? That's really what the halachic ramification of this is. So what does the Gemara say? How do you know when the night is over? Oh, when the baby wants to begin to nurse, when the woman speaks with her husband, that shows the night is over. You can begin to say daytime Shema. Now I will say, now we know from a pure halachic perspective. So you could rely on those simanim if what? If you can't walk out of your house and look at the sky. So right, if you can't get out of your house and your house the windows are black and you can't see out, you can rely on those simanim. But lamaisa, is it ideal to rely on those simanim? No. The best thing is what? Walk outside. Walk outside and see if the night is over and the day has begun. Says Reb Tzadik, what a metaphor for life. Don't rely on crutches, even though they're good crutches like the tzibur, even though they're good crutches like a good Rebbe. At the end of the day, those crutches are there in times of need. But what you're really supposed to do is walk out of your darkened home on your own strength. Find a way to be self-reliant. Find a way to depend on your own kochos. Find a way to depend on your own strength to walk out of the bayis afel of life, the darkened home. He says something amazing. Delo adif hay simana mechazaka on page Samech Zayin, right hand column, middle of the column, be'ere chasidus. He says, because this simon is no better than chazaka. And also, this is such an interesting idea. Shahari ein ha beror ha naase. This is a very important idea. There's a concept in halacha called chazaka. What does chazaka say? Chazaka says that once we've established that something is a certain way, we assume that it is that way until we know it to be unchanged. Then I both say, when do you rely on chazaka? You rely on chazaka, bless you, when you can't establish facts. You can't establish facts. So if I have a circumstance, and I know it was a certain way at a certain time, and I can't necessarily go ahead and establish whether or not those facts are the same right now. Chazaka says that what? Chazaka says that Lamaisa, I can rely on what was. But I will say, when do you rely on Chazaka? So I'll give you an example. I'll say, so the Erev is checked on Erev Shabbos. Do you have to check the Erev every hour? No. Right? Why? Because we assume that Lamaisa, you go ahead and you check the Erev once. So again, so it's up. They're both saying, now, does that mean you never have to check the Erev again for the rest of your life? I checked it once 15 years ago and it was up, so that's enough forever? Of course not, right? Chazaka's good when you don't have the ability to be mevara, when you don't have the ability to clarify something. Just like I both say, the halacha is that a person has a chazkas chai, right? A person has a chazaka that they are alive. Right, that's the chazaka they have. A chazaka that I'm alive. So I say, what happens if I hear that someone passed away? I say, 1 second, it can't be. It must be wrong. They have a cheskes chai. Right? They have a chazaka that they're alive. So it's impossible that they're dead. Then I say, so obviously the chazaka works if you can't be mevar or something. So Reb Tzadik is saying something amazing. You could rely on certain things when you don't have the koach to be able to go ahead and clarify it for yourself. But when you have the ability to clarify things for yourself, you don't rely on a chazaka. You don't rely on a presumption that was established at some prior point. Shekol mikra sheniti, I'm reading in the Orech Hasidus. Shekol mikra sheniti in levara es ha-emes. Chayovim levara es ha-davar ve'in sumchin ala chazaka. Ukimokin gam kan. Vadai shim yochol ha-odom lotzei sachutza min ha-bayis. Veliros. Im heir hayom chayiv levarer v'yetze biatzmo lachutz kidei liros im kvar heir hayom. Was a such an incredible yisod. So Reb Tzadik says, yes, if one is dwelling in the darkened home, at the end of the day, Are there ways, and I can't get out of it. When I can't get out of it, are there ways in which I could help myself get out of it? Sure. I could rely on the tzibur. I could rely on my Rebbe. I could surround myself with positive forces who will pull me out of the darkness. But that's not the ideal. What's the ideal in life? I will say the ideal, says Reb Tzadik, is walk out of that house on your own. The ideal is walk out of the darkened home on your own. If you have challenges in life, find the koach to solve them, not by yourself, that you can't rely on other people, chas v'shalom, right? But it means find the koach to be the agent of change in your life. If you're stuck in the darkened home, don't wait for someone else to pull you out. Don't wait for someone else to solve the problem. But find the koach to walk out of that circumstance on your own volition, with your own strength. If you can't, because there are times that we are not strong enough to do things on our own, then Ein Achinam, we have the great gift of Tzibur, the great gift of a collective, hopefully the great gift of a Rebbe, but at the end of the day, that's not the ideal. Chazal only gave that in a circumstance of dire need. But the idea, Rabbi Osei, is that when you find yourself in the bias, often the darkened home of life, find the koach to extricate yourself from those circumstances. All right, so we'll stop over here with Emirat Hashem. If you go pick up Emirat Hashem with Oschav Tess tomorrow. Shkoyach.